Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
511 DGS. Our buddy Tim Convey joins us. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
So Craig Gass is at the Crack Box tomorrow, and you were there tonight, right?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you guys, I was hoping you'd come in early so you could meet him.
Oh, I know, and that's my fault that I didn't.
Clearly.
So funny, though. I saw the Facebook Live thing.
He's good.
So funny.
He's good.
I wish I could do impressions, man. I can't.
Nothing.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, I mean,
have you ever, in the privacy of your own home, like, practice? Like, I want
to
do this.
You know, growing up, I used to do different teachers at school, and I was the guy that they'd be like, do Mr. So-and-so, and do, you know, but I don't know, somewhere, and I could do impressions of anyone on SNL doing, like, I could do Dana Carvey's impression of anybody.
Right.
But no, overall, I can't.
I think it's such a, it's such a great thing. For anyone who fancies themselves talented in any way to really be among talented people. And I was thinking just today, I saw a painting that reminded me of what I used to do in art class. Mm-hmm. And I was incredibly mediocre. My sister's an amazing artist. So is my brother. I'm better than someone who's not talented,
right. But
I'm like in the bottom 10%. And I was just in classes with, you know, you're in art class for a reason. And I remember like doing the paintings and seeing what other people were doing and just being like, look, I can't learn enough to make up for my lack of talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it really does put, it's like being an athlete and you're just not as fast as the guy next to you.
Yeah.
You're like,
Yeah, sports is one where you really kind of get it pretty early, whether you've got the potential, but you wish that existed in other parts of life, that it was a little bit more clear for people to look around and be like, oh yeah, these people are significantly better than I am at this.
Yeah. I had a guy, Sean Platter, who went on to do amazing things, just really well known in the animation world. And he was a senior and I was like in seventh grade, but just like watching him do that stuff, like, oh my God. Who dat?
Uh-oh.
Might have been me.
Way to go, Sue.
Well, how could it though? I don't know who that was.
Were you wired through the board?
I don't think I am. I'll just take the blame.
I bet it was Wiggins. I heard he dicked up everything today.
Well, my PC isn't potted up over here, so I don't know.
Maybe it was me.
This is blame Convy.
Speaking of that, I have to tell the story because this is one of the greatest things that happened to me at least all week. So I was out doing the morning show over on Y98, and the Mark Cox morning show is obviously going on here, and you can hear it in the hallways. And sometimes there's technical difficulties with what we do, and it's kind of hard to explain. But basically, sometimes if something will come up, so when Sue does the weather, for example, it says News Talk 97.1 weather, and then the song the song plays that Sue typically does the weather over. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes there's technical difficulties and Sue isn't there, right? Mm-hmm. So if that bed starts, whoever's in here and Sue isn't there, they just hit the next button, whatever the next thing in the program is goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm walking through the halls, what I hear, I guess there were technical difficulties, Sue wasn't there, so the person hit the next button. So what I heard was, and now FM News Talk weather, and then I hear, hey guys, Glover here, because it was the beginning of a live. So it felt just like Dave was about to do the weather. And I literally stopped in my tracks and was like, this is going to be really
good. What if I'd
have
just done it?
Yeah, I know.
That would have been awesome.
So partly cloudy this morning. I hate hearing my voice. I really do. I hear it so much that if I'm listening in the car and one of my ads comes on, I turn it. I just can't do it.
Yep.
I do the same thing when your commercials come on.
Thanks, Rach. Did you guys see this story? 430-pound American forced somehow flight attendants to wipe his butt.
What?
While he moaned in pleasure.
No.
And then 10 days later died at a Thailand resort for hookers.
You can't make that up.
I didn't.
How do you force somebody to wipe your butt?
Yeah. So he was
there's a resort for hookers?
He was, well, not for them.
Okay.
That'd be nice, though.
Yeah.
That's you know, sweet.
You need to get yeah. away.
You work hard. You deserve
it's
it.
It's the oldest profession.
So this guy's obviously really big, and he's in like a Rascal scooter, and he couldn't fit in the regular bathroom. So he convinced them to let him in like the business class bathroom, and then he convinced them, you're going to need to pull my pants down and help me poop, and then you're going to need to wipe my butt. And they did.
Nope.
They don't get paid enough to do
that. Nope.
No.
And then 10 days later, he's dead at a hooker resort.
Wow.
There's a picture of him.
How big is he? Let me see him.
He's large.
After a certain point, you're actually a little surprised that, I mean, he had to have bought two seats.
At some point, it's on you.
Yeah, it's like, why? It's not your constitutional right to be able to fly. So if you're up in the air and you have to go poop, I don't think it's a flight attendant's responsibility to wipe your butt for you. Mm-mm. Maybe you shouldn't get on the plane
but
if you can't get out of your chair to wipe your butt.
They also should have done it.
No, they should not have
just
done
say
it.
Just say no.
Well, they probably didn't want him to poop his pants.
Exactly. Their thought was, which is worse, us doing this or what we have to clean up if we don't?
I hope they got some type of...
Sue?
Also, this guy can get up and wipe his butt. He's not that big.
I'm not doing it. And guess what else? I'm not
Tony's planting his flag, everybody.
Yeah. I'm not cleaning it up either.
There goes your career as
you're
a flight attendant.
You're all on notice.
Tony's like, this plane can go down before I'm wiping any butts.
If they fire me because I didn't wipe somebody's butt, then I'm going to own that airline.
Well, yeah. I think you, like the rest of the plane, is going to have to sit and smell it for the rest of... the whole thing is hideous.
Yeah.
Hideous.
Well, he's dead. So,
man.
I thought you were going to say, like, they somehow... You said that they had to wipe his butt, and then he died, and then you, like, I thought you were going to say, like, they sabotaged him somehow.
While like wiping his butt?
Something.
Oh, like
planted a bomb?
Whoa. Yeah. Like,
or just spiked his ginger
I thought that was part of the story. Like, what did they do to him?
Man. The moaning and pleasure part, though. Like, what a bag. It's one thing to just be so fat you can't wipe your own butt. And if someone out of the goodness of their heart helps you, and then you moan... You deserve to die in a hooker resort.
I mean, I'm not mad that he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh. So. It is a weird thing. Once you're in the air on one of those planes, it's just flying through the sky. There's
just
whatever,
Shawshank.
100 people.
Like,
yeah. Totally.
Anything can happen. It's just, it really is crazy. And I feel like I feel that sensation every time I'm up there.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, for the most part, things are safe. There's only so much that's going to go down. But like, it is crazy in there.
It's martial law.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I really do believe, I don't know if this is some sort of phobia or whatever, but they should be able to refuse your right to get on an airplane.
I agree.
It's not a human right. So if you're making it so inconvenient for everyone else on that plane and for the staff, get on a train, get on a boat. You don't have to fly through the air.
We really need to do some hard thinking about what rights are.
Yeah, because we act like everyone has the right to do everything.
But
this guy moaned in pleasure while his butt got wiped.
Mm-mm.
That's violating my rights having to hear about that.
Yeah. He's already up there. He's already in the air at that point, right?
Yeah. I know, but if you are saying from the jump, I can't use the bathroom by myself, you're going to have to help me wipe my butt.
I don't like the narrative. Now,
don't let
if a very, very large person sat next to me on a plane... It, making it really uncomfortable for me, I wouldn't say anything. One, because I'm nice, but mostly because I'm a punk, okay? But when people say like, look, this, can you move me or move this guy? I don't get mad at those people.
No.
Well, because you're paying the same amount of money to fly on that plane, and you're paying for that space.
Well,
paying for your seat, and if someone's in your seat, you should be able to complain.
He also took it a step further with the moaning and delight.
That
would be like somebody sitting next to you that's big and you don't want to say anything, and they like are going out of their way to even
stretch
touch you and stretch and like, oh yeah, look at you, buddy.
I'm
like,
gonna take it further.
That's even worse.
I think that he is taking advantage of today's society. If you know, somehow if he would fly and no one would help him, then he could say, they refused to help me. Look at that. I'm a victim.
Yeah.
And then I
nobody
my
would
pants.
Help me. Yeah, that's right. And they forced me to do this. They would not help.
I was so ashamed telling those hookers the story. it is interesting what you were saying about refusing people to get on, because they have a very simple system in place for not letting intoxicated people on. I've been with people who they've said, nope, this person can't go on.
Wow.
And I've been on flights, had a drunk guy sitting next
to me. How'd your mom get home?
That they then kicked off. So that's in place. There are certain rules, and people who don't even seem that like you know, like they can talk.
Tim
and move
says
and
people
stuff.
Should pay extra for their 90-pound comfort dogs too. Do they not?
I think you can just bring the animal with you.
Here you go.
I thought that
I grew up the son
that's
of Jack crazy. Glover who thought no one had any rights.
Yeah.
Right. I would never in a million years think, I'm going to fly down to see Bulger in Florida. I think I'm going to take Moses the dog with me.
Yeah.
Never
for free. Right.
Once would it cross my mind.
For free. Like if you were going to bring him, you'd think you'd have to put him in a
crate, put him underneath,
spend extra money.
Yes.
Yeah. Not, he's my comfort animal. He's going to sit with me.
He makes me feel better while I'm flying.
And you know what? I have a legit fear of flying. I'm a nut. I'm William Shatner in Twilight
Zone.
Get
him certified, Dave. Take advantage.
I don't think you need to anymore, do you?
I think certification is like literally going on the internet, and I think you can get him certified in about 5 seconds.
I thought they drew some lines because there was the emotional support peacock.
Right.
And then somebody had an emotional support animal that had an emotional support animal.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. My dog will not get on this plane.
And the gerbil got flushed.
That was terrible.
Right.
That was terrible.
Oh. You remember that story? They flushed the lady's emotional support gerbil.
No, she did it. That's what was shady about that story. Yeah. She's like, I didn't have a choice.
And to bring it all the way around, they used the hamster to wipe that guy's butt.
Moaned and blushed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5:30. Happy Friday to you. Happy Good Friday. Happy prospective Easter.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about the guy who is too fat to wipe his own butt. And I thought it couldn't get worse until my very good friend Jeff Fitter from Super Smokers texted me and said, look, I can barely fit in a plain bathroom myself. No way his cheeks were far enough apart to poop. It was all sexual. So Sugar Fire is pretty good barbecue. Yikes.
Man.
Yikes, Jeff.
Ay.
Give that man his own weekend show.
I did not need that visual.
It was all sexual. Cheek talk with Jeff Fitter.
There you go.
Scientifically, there's no way his cheeks were able to spread it out.
I've done the math, okay? Yeah.
The numbers just don't add up.
This is your last chance. It's your last chance. Like, they're all last like, chance. Do I have another chance? It's your last chance to go vote for me for the A-list. List. I know. Tell me it's not true.
No.
So, you're smart. You'll figure it
just
out.
Throws their smartphone into the river.
Vote for me. Vote for me, too, for comedian.
Oh, yeah, wow, nice. Look at this.
Ah! Piggybacking.
Look at the coattail rider. Jeez,
oh,
Pete.
It's a lot of voting.
I guess it's true what they say about you over there in Wyandotte.
I thought voting ended.
Yeah, because George Mayhew told us that. Yeah, George Mayhew told all of my listeners 2 weeks ago, don't vote for Dave, because voting ended yesterday.
What?
No. Yeah, he really did.
Today's the last day.
Yeah. It was puzzling.
It's personal now.
Wow.
It's personal.
I always knew that George was shady.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, want to play some Halfwits?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Who won last week?
I don't remember.
I haven't been here in a little bit.
Tony?
It was Tony.
Tony?
It was Tony.
What is a Geiger counter used
Columbo.
To detect?
Tony?
Tony?
Earthquakes.
Sorry.
Really?
Mm. Earthquakes in the ocean?
Nope.
Shifting of tectonic plates?
Nope.
Said Geiger counter?
Geiger counter. That's a racist voice you're doing there.
No, it's not. Yours is racist.
Is it a Geiger counter?
You Thomas. Are the racist.
Good comeback. Your brain's got a candy shell. What?
Is it radiation?
It is radiation.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Duh.
So big what is dummy. The earthquake?
It's seismograph.
Yeah, there you go. Which crime-fighting cartoon dog has the initials SD on his collar?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Traditionally, how many wonders of the world are
Columbo.
There?
Columbus. Seven.
Correct.
Unless you count Andre the Giant because he was the eighth wonder of the world.
Which planet is the closest to the Earth?
Columbo. It's either Venus or Mars.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say Venus.
And you're right.
All right.
On which mountain did Moses receive?
Rachel. Sinai.
Don't even go close to her. Don't even try it.
Yeah. Where's Wiggins?
Oh, it's Easter weekend. That means the Ten Commandments is going to be on TV on Saturday night.
Heston?
Yes.
Moses.
Can't wait.
Are her lips as red as a fire? When I was 10 watching Moses, I'm like, what's going on down there?
I like the Bible.
Why does the Bible make me horny? So my dog's name is Moses, which was a terrible decision because, as we know, if Mark Close were here, it's one of his go-to things, like, oh yeah, Edward G. Robinson in the Ten Commandments. Moses. Every time someone in my household says Moses, I in my mind go, Moses. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the ram?
Columbo.
Mm-hmm.
Aries.
Very good. Any of you believe any bit of that?
Nope.
Any bit of astrology?
Not even a little.
I don't believe, like, when I read a horoscope, but I will say that whenever I, like, read, you know, like, the personality traits that each one is supposed to be, they seem to line up. Yeah. But that's probably just me tricking myself.
No, I'll buy that.
I think it's kind of like tarot a little bit. I think it's you project your life onto it. So I don't think it's gospel.
Well, hope Julia's not listening.
I would be able to explain this to her in a way that's not. I mean, I totally respect what she does. I wish I could do something like that. But I think it's open to interpretation, and you can find ways that it relates to you.
You know what I love? We're all broadcasting professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had a pretty good amount of success. And every now and then, one of us will just say something that just doesn't fit. And I love that just then when you were talking about, well, I think it's this and that. And then Connery goes this. I'll buy that.
Oh, man.
It's just like.
What about this? I'm wearing a hat today and I never do. And I keep hitting it on the mic. So sorry, anyone listening with headphones.
I'll buy that.
It's been like once a segment.
It's because I plugged the A-list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know he's going to win and I'm not now.
Oh, yeah.
He's somehow going to win Best
because
Radio
he promoted
Personality.
On this show.
He's going to win your category.
All the DGS listeners are voting for him.
So he got Best Comic in the write-in for him.
Well, voting for Dave was closed, but Convy's was still open, so I wouldn't have voted for him.
What is the name of the fairy in Tinkerbell?
Plumbo.
Nope.
Tinkerbell is the name of the fairy. Peter Pan's the name of the show, and Tinkerbell's the fairy.
Shoot.
The show?
The movie.
Who directed the movie Jaws?
Convy.
Convy?
Steven Spielberg. Mm-hmm. I almost said Peter Benchley.
What was the Hunchback of Notre Dame's name?
Convy.
Columbo.
Yes.
Quasimodo.
Yes.
Quiz quasi quiz.
Quick.
Sally, so I knew it started with an S.
In the cartoon world, who has a cousin called Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Columbo.
Whew.
That is the mouse who I'm drawing a name. Who I'm drawing a blank on his name. I'm drawing a
blank. 3 seconds.
Convy. Not a 3 second me yet.
One.
Convy.
Two.
Speedy Gonzales.
Oh!
I hate that. Brain fart.
Isn't that weird?
Andale.
Top five racist cartoons of all time, right?
Well, there's a lot. Well, I wouldn't do that because there's so
Mr.
many.
Mr. Magoo.
There's so many.
Oh, Mr. Magoo. That's
there's
a
so
great
many.
Mr. Magoo.
Bugs Bunny for about 40 years.
Can I say this? Mr. Magoo is a dick.
That Mr.
Yes, he and, was just a yes. straight
and nothing
up,
about it was funny.
Yeah,
yes.
No redeeming qualities.
Nothing
Zero.
About it was like, oh, Mr. Magoo, great. This is going to be a nothing. Wasn't
you
funny.
Brought it all
it
the way around,
so
Mr.
Like
Magoo?
Marmaduke.
Was he blind? He was the guy who just ran into stuff, right?
Yeah. If we didn't only have three channels, nobody would have watched that show.
No.
And has there ever been worse parenting in the history of the world than Rugrats?
Really frustrating.
I mean, Nick was my first child, and he was little when I was watching it with him, and I couldn't get past, like, you just let them loose in a nail factory. Right, like, right. What?
I think all the Rugrats are disgusting.
Oh, dude. When Phil and Lil would...
Yes.
Oh.
And then Chucky and just Chucky's whole vibe. Oh. It's like, brush your
That's
hair.
That's how I felt about Garbage Pail Kids. I couldn't even look at those cards. It made me sick.
You're funny. All your friends are like, dude, look at this one. You're like, woo!
No,
you
know, I agree.
Like,
even as a kid,
no,
gross.
No. Sammy, throw up. Oh, I got hope.
Yeah, disgusting.
Gross.
I'll buy that, too.
He's buying it. He's buying everything I'm selling today.
I'll buy it.
I'll buy it.
The title role, that should be your sitcom catchphrase. Yeah.
Just as he's walking out of the scene.
I'll buy that.
Say it, say it.
Tim.
He's going to say it.
The title role of the 1990 movie Pretty Woman was played by
Rachel Colombo.
Julia Roberts.
Yes.
Christine Colombo's favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen it once.
What?
Sorry.
Sit down and, hey, you ever want to watch it
Not
again?
Not gay.
Christine will be happy to do a viewing party.
Would she? It.
Yes.
Christine Colombo would have us over to the house to watch Pretty Woman.
Yes.
I'll come. I love Pretty Woman.
She wouldn't talk to us the whole time we were there.
She'd probably quote the movie the whole time you were there.
I'm in. Yeah. It'd be worth it.
I always have to take a little bit of a Seinfeld break after I watch Pretty Woman because Jason Alexander is creepy in that movie.
He is. He sticks with you.
Yeah.
What was the name, by what name was William F. Cody better known?
Columbo.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Bill?
You are in a solid lead, my friend.
Knew that one, but not Speedy Gonzalez.
Who was the first baseball player to have his number retired?
Columbo. Babe Ruth.
No, sir.
Rachel.
Yes.
Was it Jackie Robinson?
No, ma'am.
Convy.
Oh, I think I know now. No, say Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh. Y'all less 10 points.
Dang.
Lou Gehrig.
Oh, yes.
The Iron Horse.
I knew that.
What is the largest bone in the human body?
Rachel.
Yes.
The leg bone.
The wiener.
Columbo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
545 DGS. Happy Good Friday. Playing some halfwits here. Go get your DGS Live tickets. We're all going to be there.
Heck yeah.
Tim's going to be there.
You going to be there?
He's doing a whole grand piano set.
Oh, I forgot
It's going to be
that.
Amazing.
Sue's going to dance on the piano.
Well, yeah. It's what we do.
You know what you should do? You should dance covering your naked body only with your weird little bird nest.
First of all, it's a bird house. Secondly,
you call your body parts whatever you want.
There's only one, so that's not going to happen.
That's the intrigue. No. It's like, where's she going to put that?
Maybe everyone, but the googly eyes might be a distraction.
Yeah,
that's
good.
I got that going for me.
Rachel's reaction to Dave making that comment was fine.
We're like one step away from a real lawsuit. So.
Okay.
There's the name of my biography.
Trying to refrain from saying your naked body to anyone.
Tim, if you and I come up with a bit where you play piano and I sing Imagine at the show, he'll just kick everyone
out. I'll just walk off.
And he's like, calm down.
Dave, we
got
a special. Yeah, we're going to do a special thing, Dave.
I'll be downstairs getting ready to get announced. My theme music is about to play, and I hear it. I'm like, what? What?
And also, Tony has the most beautiful voice you've
ever
heard.
You play it flawless. You play it just flawlessly.
People are crying in the audience.
And Thomas is out there like this. Imagine you can't see it. The bird's nest.
Well, it's a gift. It really is.
All right, everyone's got 50 except for Tony, who has 100. Everything is now worth 100.
Oof.
How many track events are there in a decathlon?
Columbo. 10.
No. Track events. Some are field events.
Gotcha.
You're down to zero, bro.
I know. That's all right. One more and I'll be back to 100.
I was like, wow, he was doing really good at first. Mm-hmm.
Four.
Just like that.
Which is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Not during
Are you looking
boof.
At me?
I don't know.
Not during the double boof.
Gilligan's.
Ah, yes.
It's Sicily. Italian piece
the
of crap.
That's where I'm from, too.
Did the cast on the show, did they refer to it as Gilligan's Island?
No.
It's a great question.
I don't think so.
No.
Because I was thinking
it's a terrible
he
question.
Was the biggest peon on the show. Why would they refer to it as?
Right.
That's weird. Anyway.
Which pop album is the best-selling of all time?
Columbo.
Yes.
Thriller.
Yes, yes. And you're right back in the lead.
Hey!
Wow.
Which novel begins with the line, It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife.
Rachel.
Yes.
Pride and Prejudice.
Bam!
Good job, Rachel.
Takes the lead.
Thanks. Books. Tony's favorite author, Jane Austen.
What'd Tom say? F books.
Yeah, I second that emotion.
It's a movie, too.
Which? What?
It is.
It's like 50 movies. Yeah, which singer's saying. Real name is Stefani Joanne
Colombo? Lady Gaga.
Yes. Takes the lead back from Zimmerman.
I think it's Stephanie.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's got an F in it. So.
I got it. Gwen Stefani.
I just tried to lean in.
Yeah. She's fancy.
I got it right.
Whose real name is Stefani?
Yeah.
How many players are there in a baseball team?
Colombo.
Convy.
Mm-hmm. Colombo.
On the roster?
Oh, yeah, God.
Little... Nine. Go.
Sorry. On the roster.
You on the 20-man roster, yeah. Or the 40-man roster?
On the 40-man.
Which TV character said, live long and
Convy.
Convy.
Rach.
Spock.
Yes. You're within 50 of Tony. What kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp according to the U.S. Postal Service and the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee?
Kind of shall person. Not?
Shall not. What kind of person shall not be honored?
Sue. I'm going to say a felon.
Jews. A living person.
Ah!
Oh, is that where you're going?
It. But there was an exception because we talked about it the other day. So that's not
you're
completely
the
true.
Who was
who it?
It
was.
Yeah, I was going
to say. There is some, there at least there is at least somebody.
Within three, the average human body contains how many pints of blood?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Nine.
Dang it.
Close.
You can get right back with this one. It's worth $250.
Yes. Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Double boof.
Double boof.
In the amazing movie The Great Escape, what names were given to the three tunnels?
Mm-mm. Never saw it.
Nobody?
Mm-mm.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Which movie features the song Ding?
Columbo. Great. Blizzard of Oz.
Oh.
Grace is in it right now.
Nice job,
man. Grace is in that movie right now.
You're not getting extra points.
She's trapped in the film.
In the movie.
It's turned into a problem.
she's in somewhere.
You ready for this?
There's flying monkeys all over my house.
Yes. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
It's
worth $500.
Oh,
oh,
whoa.
Boy.
Oh, my God. It's
I'm
so
going to stand up.
This is so exciting.
How
are you?
Meaning, by what other name?
Okay.
Is the ground nut better known?
Rachel.
Convy.
Yes.
A truffle?
Oh, no, sorry.
Convy.
Ground
yes.
nut.
Peanut?
The peanut.
Oh, Tim Convy.
I just
comes
lost 500
through.
Points.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. The next one's worth 500 as well.
I thought you were going to say 1,000.
This one's worth 10,000.
What is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men?
Convy.
Jeez. What a downer, man.
Testicular?
And he loses 500 points.
Oh, just like
Columbo.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Prostate.
Correct.
And he gets
close.
500
I was
points.
Close.
You were close.
Yeah, you're the same
you're
general
the same
area.
Region. You're the same region. Did I ever tell you about the time that Christine read the symptoms of prostate cancer and came to me and said, I think I might have prostate cancer. Dead serious. And I was like, baby, you can't. And she was like, why? I think I can.
Hear
I was
me
like,
out.
You can't.
Honey, go back to watching Pretty Woman, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love Christine Columbo.
Oh, yeah. Cute. That's a real thing that happened.
What was the name of the spaceship in the 1979 film Alien?
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Only three questions left.
Shoot. Oh!
And they're each worth 1,000. Donuts. Nobody?
Nope.
I'm not going to get it.
Nostromo.
Oh, no. Okay. No way.
Yeah.
Never mind. The ship and passengers.
What is it?
Homestead. Right? Mm. Nope. That's where they're going. Never mind.
About to take points away from you. You're on sacred ground with this.
I'm sorry. I was trying to suck up and it backfired.
Oh. Big time.
I would say that's a minus 300.
Invoking the name passengers.
Right?
And I then thought it would make
up.
You happy.
No, it did. I was going to be so excited if you knew. Which dung beetle was worshipped by the ancient Egyptians? There's a very classic name. If you've ever watched it,
yeah, I could see it. I just don't.
I'll give it to you.
$500
Visualization.
Nice work, Sue.
Thank you.
What's the name of it?
The Scarab.
That's it.
She was picturing.
He's in all of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
In which Libyan city was the American diplomatic compound attacked in September of 2012, resulting in the death
Rachel.
Of yes,
Benghazi. Yep.
Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. 97.
Here's where we are.
No kidding.
Tony has 1500. Rach has 1000.
What?
Yeah, you have 1000.
Okay, that's. I'm not gonna argue.
Tim has none.
Really?
And Sue has 1000 because she could see the scarab.
Great.
Because she pictured.
This feels
fair.
I mean,
I could see it.
She's a visual.
I could.
Learner.
Which infamous prison was stormed on July 14th, 1789?
Colombo. The Alamo?
No, ma'am.
Hmm. Prison? I thought it had
Sue.
A prison.
Yes.
Alcatraz?
No, ma'am. And she loses her 1,000 points.
Dang it.
I lost all my points.
That's okay. I didn't deserve mine.
The Bastille in Paris.
Oh, duh.
I was going to say Azkaban.
I
guess we have time for one more.
All right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. What was, okay, right now, Rach is 1,000.
We all know that this is, whoever gets this wins.
Yeah, whoever gets it wins.
You don't got to reset the
break it down.
Well, unless Cosby and I get it.
He did have some attitude. Maybe he could have some points.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, I mean, we all know how this works.
Dave, I think we all know the dude. What was the name?
We have hope, Tim.
Of the Russian rulers from the 17th century until the 1917 revolution.
Sue.
Yes.
Tsar.
What?
No, the
Colombo, the Bolsheviks.
No,
I don't know.
Thank God you didn't get it. The name of the family.
Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna know it.
I
can picture it. I can picture it.
I'll give you 500 for that. Rachel still wins by 500.
Yeah,
the Romanovs.
Yes!
Yeah, I could see that in my head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.